Well, 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 good morning, good morning, good morning. How are we doing today? Hello, Nikki.
Hello.
How are you?
Fine.
I am so hyped and ready to do a show today. It's unbelievable.
Yep.
I was like, oh, my God, I am desperately... I was desperately counting down minutes to do a show. I was so ready. Oh, my God. Anyway, we're back.
Ready Monday.
What was it? Yeah, I know you were ready because you were texting me going, what the hell are we doing a show? And did I even tell you the reason we had to wait?
Yes.
I had court.
Mm-hmm.
Which, by the way, got dismissed.
That's awesome.
As I knew it would, it immediately got dismissed. It was thrown out.
Yeah.
They threw that fucking court case out so fast that head spun. It was thrown right out. So, yeah, it was very, I was a little.
What was it for anyway?
I'm pretty sure, it's nothing big. I'm pretty sure I can talk about it because it's all thrown out.
Was it your traffic court?
It was traffic court, but it had to do with parking.
I
got a parking ticket in a Shop and Save parking lot.
What?
Yeah, it was in Shop and Save, and I went in. It basically, I'm not going to get into the whole thing, but it basically was thrown out.
Good.
They picked up the court case and threw it out. But the whole thing is, I had to be there, which was a pain in the ass. And then it was 9 a.m.
Right.
Because they also have a 1:30 court. And I was like, at first I was angry. I was like, can it be at 1:30? Because then I could do the show. But no, it was 9 a.m. And so I went. My wife also had the day off.
Yeah.
So she took me there. And it was nice, you know. Got to go. They threw it out. So it was a – it turned out to be a really good day. But because of that, we had to wait to do the show. Because I didn't want to do the show like later or anything, although I really wanted to, but I figured we'd wait until today to do the show. So anyway, we're here. It is January 4th. Good Lord. And we're here. We're back. Thank God. I really miss.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. I miss doing the show.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I really missed it.
It's been a long time.
Yeah, because, I mean, we took all, the last day we worked was the 20-something of, I don't even remember the date, but it was the 20-something of December. And, you know, I was used to doing the show, and, you know, I started to miss it.
Yeah.
And now, even now, I'm sure nobody even knows we're on, you know.
So I'm like, what happened to that show?
Yeah, it's like, what the hell? What the hell? People driving around going, what was I doing at 9 a.m.? I know I was doing something before the holiday. Well, the thing you were doing was talking to us. So I feel like we need to remind everybody that we're still alive. We're still here and, you know, let them know how we do the show and blah, blah, blah. So you want to jump on Facebook Live?
Go ahead. All right.
Well, they hear you too, so.
I know, but not my face.
Yeah, but I'm just the person that looks like shit. I wish we had your face. Because I do look like, oh my God, I look horrible. Let's see. Morning, because I'm typing it in. Morning. Disaster. And the date is 1-4. No, I put 5. 1-4-1-7.
Seven.
Yeah, I got to get used to that seven.
Lucky seven.
That's right. Okay, here we are, Nikki. We are live on Facebook Live. So, hello, how are you? We're back.
I know.
We are back live today. I'm telling you. I'll take out my glass. I look better. We're finally back live after the holiday. The super long holiday.
Oh, my God. I thought it was never going to end.
Yeah. So, did you have fun?
No.
You had no fun on the holiday?
No. Because my birthday was in there, too. Not canceled it.
I thought you were going to a party on New Year's. Did you go?
Yeah, no.
What, you didn't go?
No.
Oh, I was so excited.
I canceled my birthday.
I was so excited for you. I thought you were just going to dive right in and have some fun at a party.
No. So I bought a dress and everything, and I didn't go.
Why didn't you go?
I had a migraine.
Oh, those freaking migraines.
Last night was my first migraine-free night. I had them 4 days in a row.
Oh, my. See, you were ready to broadcast. You know those migraines. You're in your 40s, 30s. I don't even know how old you are. You look so young. You know.
Yes.
But I know some women start to get them before, prior to menopause.
Yeah.
And those suck. So I know. My wife started getting really bad migraines. Although, I don't know if they're migraines. I think they're just Ray's making you crazy headaches, but I don't know. But she started getting really bad migraines, too.
Like attention migraines.
Yeah, just really bad, crippling migraines feeling like crap.
Feels like my head has acid in it.
Yeah. And women, you know, I do feel bad for women. Women get that. I know you were, and you were looking so excited to your party.
Mm-hmm.
You were really looking forward to it.
Right.
She was jumping in a barrel full of dicks. She was she was so excited about this party. People, I cannot even tell you. I could not even tell you how excited Nikki was. She's like, woo! She was all ready to go to the party. Then you had a migraine. You couldn't even go.
No.
And you got, what about the new clothes you got for it?
I'm taking them back.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Well, I am so sorry for you. It's so sad.
Mm.
Oh, man.
The new year has not been kind to me.
You sound like it. Just the fact that you were saying, oh, my God, I'm so excited to be back on it, to be back on doing the show. I was like, oh, God, there's got to be something wrong for Nikki to be excited. But you were, so good Lord. I'll be damned. I thought you were, I was very sad. When I heard you couldn't go to your parties and stuff, I was really sad. Because of those stupid friggin' migraines. Hey, it could have been worse. You know what I did this? You know what I did on vacation?
What?
I drank from a garbage glass.
What?
Okay. Long story. I was cleaning up my living room. Okay. But I was too lazy to get off the couch. But I was cleaning it up. I gathered all of the garbage. Okay.
I did the same thing.
I gathered all the garbage up from around the living room. And I had to stick it somewhere after I grabbed it. Like I grabbed, there were food wrappers, okay?
Mm-hmm.
There was tissues
mm-hmm.
where I had like blown my nose and, you know. There was a napkin that I'm pretty sure I had wiped my ass sweat with.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, there was like all this garbage and stuff. And I grabbed it, and I didn't have anywhere to put it, you know, because I tried putting it in a pile, and it kept separating. You know, he had to have it squeezed together. And I didn't want to walk into the kitchen, so I stuck it in a glass, all right? I stuck all the garbage in a glass. And just forgot about it, you know what I mean? Stuck it in a glass. And so anyway, I was dubbing cassettes, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God, it's the worst thing in the world is dubbing cassettes. But I got to dub them to make them digital so I can play them back on morningdisaster.net. You know, I got to have the
right.
You know. So we have old shows to play. And so I'm dubbing them, and my wife walks in. She goes, hey, well, you want something to drink? And I'm like, yeah. She goes, I'll get you a glass of water. And so she grabbed stuff from the living room and took it with her. And I'm like, oh, good. Now I get rid of that stuff. So I'm just not thinking. I'm dubbing. And so my wife brings me back a glass of water with ice in it, you know. And I'm just not thinking of my wife. She leaves. She and my daughter go somewhere. And so I'm just not thinking about it. And I'm drinking. I'm dubbing tapes and moving around. And then I'm grabbing the water from my table, right in front of me, and I drink from it, and I go to drink it, and I go, well, that doesn't taste good. But I look at it, and there's ice, and there's water, and I'm like, okay, well, it seems fine, you know. And yeah. So I'm working and drinking, and finally the ice melts, okay?
Yeah.
Like, it was there long enough for the ice to melt, and this was being I was drinking from it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, what in the hell is that in the bottom of the glass? I'm like, what is that? It was the garbage.
Oh, gross.
I drank, and I don't even know. I've convinced myself that all it was the food wrappers and I'm convinced more than ever that it was the, it was the tissue that I blew my nose in. It was a paper towel.
Didn't she know?
No, she said, she goes, you know what? I confronted her.
Mm-hmm.
I told her, I said, I wiped my ass with a paper towel. It was in the water. And I was freaking out. I was going, oh my God. I drank this. And she was going, oh my God. She goes, we were leaving. She goes, I grabbed the glass from your table. She goes, and a lot of times, I'll just fill it with water, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, I was talking.
Wasn't the trash still in it?
Yes. Yes. And she says, she goes, I was talking to Bella. We were, we were having some kind of discussion. And I just grabbed.
Wasn't paying attention?
Yeah. She says, I just grabbed the glass, put water in it and ice. And she goes, I just wasn't thinking about it.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, oh, I'm sick. I don't. What kind of disease have I got here? So I drank, and I'm serious. I blew my nose, and I know I don't know for sure, but I got to tell you, there were these paper towels, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I know I had a really sweaty ass, and
oh God,
perhaps some ball sweat or something, whatever. But I had something going on, and my wife and dog, they were. They weren't in the living room, and I believe I think I ran the paper towel through my crack. I think I'm like, oh, I got this sweat, and I was too lazy to get up and go to the bathroom and powder off or anything, so I just like ran a towel through it, or ran a paper towel.
So it was a layer of trash, a layer of ice, and then the water.
Yeah, and all the dirt, all the garbage was at the bottom of the cup.
Oh, yeah.
Now I'm not sure. I've convinced myself that the paper towel was not in the water, but I can't say for sure it wasn't. Oh my God! And the thought
that
of that
was a pretty good story.
The thought that I drank boogers and ass sweat and. Now I've convinced myself I did the whole full, ball sweat and
mm-hmm.
paper wrappers and garbage. I just picked up a bunch of garbage. Now I'm convinced that it was just pure garbage, and I drank it.
Yeah.
And I started getting sick. I'm like, oh, every time I'm going,
Mm-hmm.
So I've convinced myself it was worse than it was, I think, I hope. At least that's what I'm telling myself. Yeah, so I drank garbage water. Congratulations to me. Yeah.
Gross.
It was a great vacation. Oh, my God. It's so disgusting. I don't even know. I mean, I was so disgusted when I realized what it was. It's like, oh, my. I was going, oh, my God. And my wife came home, and I was like, oh, my God. What in the world was in the. Did you not see the water glass before you filled it? She goes, what? I said, did you not realize the water glass had garbage in it? And she goes, I don't know what you're talking about. And I showed her the glass because I kept it. You know what I mean? I had to keep it out to show this. And I'm like, look at this glass. I said, I drank all the water from this glass.
Gross.
And I thought it was just solid ice at the bottom. See, that's where I screwed up. I thought it was solid ice. I wasn't even, I wasn't even thinking. But it wasn't. It was garbage. Oh, I'm like those people. I'm like the people in third world Africa where they drink that muddy water or whatever. Where they get the diseases.
Cholera.
Yeah, cholera. I think I got cholera. I got cholera and dysentery and everything from garbage water. It was horrible. Oh, my God. Yeah, so that's how my vacation went.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, everybody on Facebook Live, I want to tell you, you can go listen to this show right now at morningdisaster.net. All right, morningdisaster.net. Oh, Bob is in the chat, the Facebook Live chat room saying, it's like drinking from a can that has been used as an ashtray. Absolutely. Yes. That's exactly what it's like. 100%. It was disgusting. But anyway, go listen to the show on morningdisaster.net. And maybe you're not listening live or watching this live. Maybe you're watching this on Facebook taped or something, and you want to go back and hear the whole show. Then go to morningdisaster.net and download the podcast from today, January 4th, 2017. Okay? 2017. And download that podcast. And then you can go and watch it. We're on every single day starting at 9 a.m. Starting at 9 a.m., we're live every single day at morningdisaster.net. Thank you, Facebook Live. Okay, there we go. I ended it. Al sending me a message. God, we haven't talked to Al in so long. I know he's busy, and I know he had shoulder surgery.
Al who?
Al from D-Town, man. Al from the D-Tizzle, from D-Tizzle. He said, here's the message that he sent me, though. It's very funny. He says, what the fuck kind of animal cleans his balls or ass crack?
On the couch.
What the fuck kind of animal cleans his balls and ass crack in the living room? You have guests that come over, don't you? Yeah, but nobody was there at the time. I mean, no one was in the, you know, there was no one in the living room when I was cleaning my ass.
Your personal hygiene habits when people aren't around scare me.
Listen, it wasn't like a, how do I describe it?
You get up and go to the bathroom for that.
Yeah, but it wasn't a long-term exposure thing.
It doesn't matter.
No, this is very short.
It's the same as wiping your ass. You wiped your ass on the couch.
Yeah, but it was no. Trust me, it was very quick. Yeah, I mean, I was sitting on the couch and sweating. You know, I was very physical. You know,
mm-hmm.
I was a little uncomfortable, and I was dubbing tapes. You know, listen, that's a very long process to dub a tape. Mm-hmm. You know? And so I was doing. I didn't want to get up because I was in the middle of dubbing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just grabbed. I noticed I was sweaty, and I just grabbed a paper towel.
Well, from now on, you'll get up and go to the bathroom.
Oh yeah. Well yeah. I'm not going to do that anymore. It's. What he said is like a Portuguese breakfast drink. That's very funny. Yeah. Ah, God. So it was disgusting. It was.
Yeah.
But I've convinced myself that I didn't put the paper towel in.
You can try and convince yourself all you want.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It's so disgusting. But that pretty much, I'll tell you what, that's pretty much how my weekend went, or how my my time off went. That's about it. If I had it, if somebody said, describe your vacation in two words, I'd say, oh, garbage water. Yeah. My water glass is the same as Sean Bolin's car. It's garbage water. Although I think Sean cleaned up his car when he was dating, or when he started dating his girlfriend. You know what I mean? I think the car was cleaned up, but I don't know. Because I heard a story about him that he was, he was driving the car, and it was garbage car again here recently, so.
Oh, no.
Filled with garbage. But I don't want to report on it until I know for sure. So,
right.
Yeah. So that's the extent of my vacation. Drinking garbage water. Oh my God! So disgusting. And I think I got sick from it. Ugh. And this was the, when was this? This was the other day, so. Oh, well, I'm trying not to think about it. Anyway, so you actually were excited to come back today, huh?
Mm-hmm.
That makes me happy.
Yes.
I miss doing the show.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, God, I was so, I was so ready to come back. And then, you know, it just kept on. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
There's such a thing as too much time off.
Right.
Because I had nothing to do. I mean, I wasn't working at WMAY.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I thought around the holidays, there'd be some shifts for me to do or something.
Mm-hmm.
But God damn, it's like this, you know, I start filling in. Nobody wants to take a vacation or anything, you know.
End of the year, they don't have any left.
I guess you're right. I did fill in a couple weeks ago, though, which was really nice. But I had nowhere to go, so I didn't have to go to WMAY.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept wanting to go Uber driving or something, you know?
Yeah.
And my wife kept talking me out of it. So, you know, I was just, it was just too long at home, you know? I really needed to go somewhere, do something. No, I just sat around. So, needless to say, I'm so glad we're back today. I really am.
Right.
So, yeah. I mean, I got, let's see, what did I got... I mean, TJ messaged me, TJ from Mayhem Unleashed. I got messages from him. I got some messages from you, you know.
Right.
Gully called. Did Gully call you on New Year's?
Gully.
Yeah. Did he call? So he called you? He called me too.
I almost blocked him.
Oh, he called you more than once?
He went and quit. Texting me.
Yeah, yeah. I know, he was very talkative.
I had a migraine. And when I told him I had a migraine, he was like, bollocks.
Yeah. He was drunk. Gully was drunk.
He was getting belligerent.
Yes. So he called me.
But he did call, or he did send me a message like 2 days later saying that he was sorry.
Mm-hmm. Well, he called me. He was very loving, you know. Hello, Ray. It's Gully.
Yeah, he was trying to give me hugs and stuff, yeah. And I was like, I can't even see, and you keep making my phone go off.
I just wanted to say Happy New Year, man. You know, he was very sweet.
I'm very drunk.
He was very sweet, very pleasant, but, yeah.
I'm very drunk.
Yeah. I'm hammered, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I did get the call from Gully, and like, well, even TJ, okay, like, I told TJ early on, he goes, "What are you doing for vacation?" I go, "You know what?" I said, "I'm just for a few days, you know, I'm just doing nothing. I'm literally shutting. This is what I do at the holidays, pretty much every year.
Mm-hmm.
I want to take a few days and just shut myself off from the world, okay."
Mm-hmm.
Just shut myself off and do nothing. Mm-hmm. I don't want to think about anything. I'm just going to watch I'm going to watch movies, go on movie marathons, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I'm going to do. I'm going to do nothing. All right? I had a Best of Christmas special playing 24 hours a day, you know? I had all that stuff going. It was a really long special. It was actually really good, the Christmas special. And so I'm like, so I don't want to think about the show. I don't want to think about anything. I have to just
reboot.
do nothing, then reboot, reexamine my life, you know, blah, blah, blah. That's what I do every year. And I like to do it between like Christmas and New Year's. But then then I like to go back to work immediately after New Year, and I didn't do that this year, and I should have. But so the last 3 days have been filled with anxiousness to get back on. But those first few days, you know,
right?
It's really important to just do nothing. And so then TJ proceeded to message me every 30 seconds for the first 4 days.
I'm not saying nothing.
I'm like, God damn it, TJ. I just told you I got nothing. And he just messages me. And then Spanky.
Mm-hmm.
And Spanky called me. Did he call you?
No. He never had my number.
He called me one night at like midnight.
Mm-hmm.
My wife and I were watching television, and she got pissed off at me for answering the phone, by the way. She goes, well, I guess you're just answering the phone, you know. And I go, listen, no one calls me at midnight. Spanky called me. I thought somebody died. I thought something, I thought it was important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And my wife was pissed off. She goes, we're watching Netflix. We're binge watching. We binge watched The Travelers on Netflix. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. So good. The Travelers mm-hmm. and The Crown and. I tried to watch that OA. I don't know. I don't even know what the hell's going on. That OA show is just dumb. Don't even watch it. I lasted one episode of that, Nikki. Just one.
Yeah.
And I had to stop. It was too much. The OA. Ugh. But I did watch The Travelers, which was no thought fun. It was a really good mm-hmm. show. I liked that a lot. And I liked The Crown, and you know, so we're binge watching these shows. And the phone rings. This is midnight. Now someone calls you at midnight.
At this age.
Yeah, you know, here's the thing. Oh my God, somebody died. I'm like, mm-hmm. oh shit, who died? You know.
Mm-hmm.
And Spanky was calling me. So if Spanky calls, that means somebody from the old show died, or you know, something,
right.
Or somebody that I know from the Pickles days. You know, I was like, oh my God, I'm prepared for bad news.
Yeah.
So I see it and I immediately pick it up. My wife's offended, of course, because I picked up the phone, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, who are you talking to? And I'm like, it's a Spanky. Well, what the hell? You know, so she's all angry. I'm not going to get into that whole thing, but I pick up the phone. I'm thinking, oh my God, I'm preparing myself, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I prepare yourself for death. I'm like, oh shit. So I'm like, hello? Hey, buddy. Hey, buddy, how the fuck you doing? I'm like, what? Hey, buddy, it's Spanky. He was hammered. And this wasn't like New Year's Eve. This wasn't like New Year's Eve night or anything, you know what I mean?
Right.
This was like the 27th, you know. This is like just a normal day, you know. It was right around your birthday.
Yeah.
And so I pick up the phone. He was so freaking drunk. It was. I did talk to TJ the next day. All right.
Mm-hmm.
And it was funny because TJ's like, dude, did Spanky call you? He was so messed up last night. I was like, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Spanky did call me. And with TJ, it's cool because he drives a truck. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So for him, someone calling him at like midnight or one is nothing because it keeps him awake. When he's driving right. that stupid truck to Chicago and back, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, you know, it's not normal. And I was thinking somebody died instead, and somebody did die, but it was nobody that I knew. And Spanky and his wife went to the funeral.
Mm-hmm.
And then they went to a bar to celebrate the person's life.
Mm-hmm.
And proceeded to just get hammered, right?
Oh, God.
And then...
And then call Ray.
Yes, and then they call me because his wife was vomiting.
Oh, God.
So he called to tell me she was vomiting in the bathroom. I know. Poor Jen's on her knees in the bathroom going, oh, God, I'm so sick. It's Peggy's calling me going, yeah, Jen's just puking her head off. Oh, my God. So my wife's pissed at me because I answered the phone at midnight. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Spanky was drunk. It was insane. And I was trying to get him off the phone, right?
Mm-hmm.
To just say, hey, because it's very uncomfortable. My wife's pissed at me. And there's all this stuff going on. I'm like, oh, you know. And then I finally got Spanky off the phone, you know, after I don't know how long. It was a pretty long conversation.
Right.
And then my wife was angry and, oh, so, you know,
mm-hmm.
a big whole thing, you know. And then I talked to TJ the next day, the proper time,
mm-hmm.
you know. And he tells me about Spanky and keeping him awake and, you know, because it seems like TJ was having like an hour-long conversation with him.
Right.
Because I know that you're up late at night, and I think he said that you called him, or he called you, or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, or he called me.
And so I know that went on, too, but, oh, my God, he starts telling me about Spanky, and it was brutal. I mean, it was brutal. And my wife still talks about it. She still mm-hmm. she still brings it up. Oh, well, I guess we're just accepting phone calls now at midnight. I'm like, oh, my God. I go, it was Spanky. You know, I thought somebody died. What the hell, you know?
Right.
Oh. And my daughter also had a vacation attitude.
Oh, no.
Yeah. My daughter's
vacation attitude.
My daughter's entire it's still going on today. Her entire vacation.
She's sleeping the whole time?
Yes. Yeah. Her entire vacation has been spent going to her bedroom and ignoring me. It really is. It really is something. She's been on vacation for, when did she start? Before Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've seen her I saw her on Christmas, you know, of course. Christmas Eve. I didn't really see her much Christmas Day. I saw her Christmas Eve. I didn't see her. She was gone for New Year's. And it was one of those things where I go, where's Bella? And my wife goes, oh, she's right. gone. She's gone. I'm like, what? Oh, yeah, she's gone. And I'm like, well, what? I guess she thought I was going to Uber drive, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I barely saw my daughter. Her entire vacation was avoiding me.
Aww.
It's like, oh, I think I'm going to avoid my dad today, you know.
I'm sure that's not what she was thinking.
I kind of wish she'd spent some time with me. Maybe I wouldn't have drank. Like, there would have been somebody to prevent me from drinking the garbage, the ass water.
That's right.
Don't drink that. Why? There's garbage in it. Oh, thank God. No. There was no one there. No protection for me. Yeah.
Aww.
So, there you go.
Yeah.
But I know I'm complaining that people called me and, you know, got home me, but there's a lot of people that just didn't, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I should reach out to people as well, but
mm-hmm.
I didn't get any, like, and I'm looking at my phone, you know? Let me go back to my phone. Hold on. TJ texts me. Hello, TJ. I didn't get, you know what I didn't get this year? Except, well, Fluff, my buddy Fluff sent me a happy Merry Christmas. Michelle sent me a picture. Michelle sent me a picture on January 1st, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But no follow-up. So here you go. My buddy TJ. My buddy, Fluff. They're like the only people that just sent me out of the blue. Oh, hold on. Let me get this right. Hold on. Cause I got to get in the right date.
Yeah. They're like the only people that sent me out of the blue Christmas messages.
Right.
Well, like nobody else did.
No.
You know, I usually get some type of Christmas message.
Mm-hmm.
All I got was from the two people.
I sent you one on New Year's Eve.
Well, yeah. I mean, I have, of course, you, but, you know. Oh, excuse
Christmas
me.
Christmas was horrid.
Yeah, so that's all I got. I think I'm being forgotten by people.
I don't think so.
Yeah. They just forgot about me. They're like, oh, fuck him. I don't want to, you know. Ugh.
No.
Ugh.
Or they don't want to bother you.
I hope that's it. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't want to make it sound like I'm complaining, but the people don't call. You know. Yeah, so that's, that was pretty much.
Yeah, Christmas I heard from nobody.
That was, yeah, I should have sent you a Christmas. Well, I invited you to my house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then when I was doing what I was supposed to be doing, the person I was doing it with was like, you should have went to Ray's.
Yeah, you should have. You should have come over.
It was too late at that point.
Oh, my God. I got to tell you, we had tamales.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. They were so good. My wife's homemade tamales, I swear to God. If I was ever on death row,
mm-hmm.
that's what I'd want.
Homemade tamales and chocolate cake.
I'd want my wife's homemade tamales. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, and chocolate cake. I didn't get any cake.
Aw.
No cake for Christmas. I could have used one. But now the window's closed now.
Yep.
It is closed, man. I got to get my life.
You got to hope for some for Valentine's Day.
I got to get my life together. I think I'm cutting off Valentine's Day.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I made a goal. I made a goal of how much I want to drop this year. Well, I think I'm also going to get, I don't even know if I told you this.
Yeah, the gastric bypass.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm getting gastric bypass. I think I'm going to get gastric bypass surgery.
Mm-hmm.
That's
good.
I'm thinking about it. You were too, right?
Hmm?
You're thinking about it too, right? Yeah.
So well, I tried three times,
oh, right.
And now
yeah.
They want me to go back for a fourth.
Well, I'm doing it. I'm thinking of doing it. So anyway, let me go to the phones. Let me go to the phones and pick up the phone on the great caller who calls me at midnight, having me think someone's dead. It's the one and only Spanky.
Yo, yo, yo.
Hey, Spank.
Hi, Spank.
Morning.
I was telling the story about how you called me on, like, I don't know, 27, 20. I don't even know the date.
Yeah, but I'm very offended.
Oh, okay. Okay. I'm sorry. Why are you offended?
I sent you a Christmas message on the 24th.
Okay, yeah. Okay, but I had already mentioned you on calling me.
Well, I'm just letting you know I sent you one.
Are you drunk again?
Not yet, but I've had a few.
You sound like perhaps you could be a little hammered.
About half.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so he calls he calls me, Nikki, on the break.
Yeah.
Late at night, right?
Yeah.
I was convinced somebody died. I'm like, oh, my God. Who died? Oh, my God, this is going to be horrible. No, nobody dead. Nobody dead.
I just wanted you to know.
That your wife was puking?
Oh, yeah, that was funny.
Yeah.
Then I just want to let you know that I not only drink in the daytime, that I also drink at night.
No, I knew that. I knew that. I told you, I talked to TJ.
Yeah, I talked to him.
Yeah, he told me that you were keeping him awake.
While
he was driving to Chicago. He was just talking to you, keeping him awake.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God, how funny. Yeah, so that was my vacation. That was my vacation. I did nothing. Now that I reflect back, I didn't do a day. I rested and I watched a bunch of movies, you know.
Right.
Which is one thing I wanted to do. I just wanted to watch a bunch of movies. But then, like, the last 3 days have just been, oh, my God, I've been just too much, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I was ready to come back to work. Oh, my God. Or ready to come back to doing the show.
Good.
So I'm glad. How did your wife get over her vomiting, Spanky?
Yeah, it was pretty funny. She, like, threw up most of the night. Right.
Oh, yeah. God.
Well, like, I sit in the front room and drank and just laughed.
you're very caring. I noticed how caring you were.
That's what she gets when she told me to went out. She goes, I'm going to keep up with you guys.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Well, I knew that was a mistake.
Yeah, that was a bad mistake. And this started over somebody dying, right?
Yeah, we had a friend that passed away.
And so you start, I mean, to honor them, you...
Yeah, it was celebration life.
Right. Oh, so they were a big drinker.
Not as much as I was.
Right, but I'm saying they drank.
Yeah, oh yeah. We all had a good time together.
So this is someone you knew from the bars?
Yeah, well, I actually knew her from my childhood. Grew up in the same neighborhood.
Oh my God. Wow. So how old was she?
So, 49.
Oh, are you serious? Mm-hmm. Oh, I hate to hear that. Jesus.
Yeah, it was too bad.
Oh, shit. Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
So we hung one on, and like I said, my wife, she told we started drinking these Puerto Rican sluts.
Oh. Can I ask what is in a Puerto Rican slut?
Tequila and pickle juice.
Oh, my God, that sounds horrible.
It's actually very good.
That sounds like you lost a bet. I mean,
mm-mm.
Good Lord. And that's what you were drinking?
Well, in between that and I'm drinking my Wild Turkey.
Oh, you had your, oh, you're still doing your Wild Turkey.
Yeah, but there wasn't no water involved.
Oh, you weren't even drinking the water?
Just putting it over ice now.
Oh, God. So you're giving up on the water?
Graduated.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
It's great.
Well, I'm glad that you, you know, I'm glad that you've dropped the water, I guess. I don't know why I'm glad.
Yeah, but... well, it's, you know, water's kind of expensive.
Right. Of course, even when he called me drunk.
At least it wasn't garbage water.
Even when he called me drunk, he still goes, I was having some Wild Turkey and water. Water.
Hey, but you did say your wife was upset.
Yeah, she was upset. You called me at
well,
midnight.
Why don't you give me her address at work and I'll send her some flowers.
No, you, no.
I'll make it for it.
I could imagine the card. Sorry, I disturbed you for drinking.
Well, I didn't want to disturb her movie, so I'll send her. Just give me her address. I'll call me after you're done.
No, I'm not going to give you my wife's work address.
And I'll send her some flowers.
Speaking of my wife's work address, she took off work, you know, during the holidays. You know, she took off 2 days after Christmas, okay? She took off the 26th and 27th. And then she took off the 2nd and 3rd, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So she wanted to get 2 3-day weekends to really relax her.
She
went into work every day. I'm like, it's your day off. I said, you're off work. And she still goes into the office.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, son of a bitch, why take the time off? Oh, my God, it's unbelievable.
Well, just give me your number.
Ugh.
I'll send her some pretty flowers. And I'll sign your name to it.
Oh, please don't. To apologize for
Yeah. I ruined her movie at midnight when she should have been sleeping.
She was up.
Well, I don't care. She should have been sleeping. Any other time you said she's in bed about 10.
Well, yeah, but it was the holiday. She was home. We were watching movies.
Okay. I'll apologize. I'll write her a nice note.
It was like the 26th. It was the 26th. Maybe it was the 1st or 2nd. I don't know. Whatever.
27.
Yeah, maybe it was whenever it was. He called me. She was still awake. We were watching. We were watching The Travelers, and
you're trying to Netflix and chill.
Yeah, we were just trying to Netflix, and there wasn't no chilling. I'll tell you that.
If you'd invited me down that night, then we could all watch it together.
Oh,
I wouldn't have dinner up.
For God's sakes, I would never invite you in that condition. You were so hammered.
Yeah, but anyway, hey, love y'all. I gotta go.
All right, buddy.
I'll call you later on there. I'll be back in a little while.
All right, buddy.
Okay, see you, bye.
Bye. There you go. The one and only Spanky, everybody.
That was abrupt.
Yeah, I don't know. Who knows with him? Yeah, I don't know about my wife. I don't know. I'm convinced she's either having an affair or she's...
Oh, God.
Up to some type of no good.
Why?
Because, like, why is she going into work?
She's got things that she's got to do.
Well, it's like, do those on your work days. It's like, oh, my God, you're going into work? Oh,
she's got important things she's got to take care of.
What the hell? The company can't go on with. Listen, if she's so important, she's got to go into work on these days off.
Mm-hmm.
Then they should be paying her more. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Someone should be paying her a hell of a lot more money if she's that important. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, why are we struggling so much? I mean, besides the fact that I'm not working.
Yeah.
Besides the fact that I don't have a really, sustainable income. But I'm saying that why in the hell, they need to be paying her more if she's so important that she has to come in, on days off.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well. Yeah, so what are your plans?
Plans for what?
Well, for everything. Now we're back. We're doing the show.
Right now, my car's not working.
Oh,
I can't go anywhere. I can't do anything.
What happened to your car now?
It's the alternator.
Oh, no. That sucks.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry to hear that.
A friend of mine started a GoFundMe page.
Oh, you have a GoFundMe page?
Yes.
Oh, well, put it on there. I want to taunt you. What's the page?
What are you talking about?
Nothing. I want to leave a post on the GoFundMe page.
Well, don't put anything bad.
I'm not going to put anything bad. I won't put anything bad.
You better not.
I'm just teasing you.
You said you wanted to taunt me.
Well, I was just teasing you.
Okay.
So you, what is the page? So it's GoFundMe. Nikki.
GoFundMe.
Is it GoFundMe
for my car?
GoFundMe an alternator page or?
Yeah, alternator and exhaust.
Oh boy!
Because I've got exhaust coming into the cabin of the car.
Oh, that sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm sorry about that. So now you're. Oh God, you have no car.
Mm-hmm.
No car.
Then I have no way to get anywhere.
Yeah, that sucks. I guess I could pick you up and take you some places if you want. Yeah.
I might pick you up on that.
Like if you need me to take you somewhere during the day or something, I'll, come get you. Because I'm a good guy,
Yeah.
I care about humanity.
That's how the first of my year started.
Your year started with finding out that your car was...
Well, I already replaced the battery.
Yeah.
So that's why I don't have money for an alternator.
Oh, you thought it was the battery, but it was the alternator going bad?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the first thing you should have checked.
Everybody told me it was the battery.
Oh, no. What'd you do with the old battery?
I had to trade it in.
Yeah, well, they sold that fucker. I mean...
Mm-hmm.
They were like, oh, this is great.
Mm-hmm.
This is a top working battery. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy. Well, that sucks.
Yep.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yep. Mm. Mm.
I'll be damned.
Yep. I mean, what else am I supposed to do?
You could have taken a trust the, you know.
Mm.
Because the alternator is, the alternator is
worse.
About
120.
Yeah, the alternator is worse.
But I do have somebody to put it in.
Because the alternator can, that charges your battery, you know, while it's driving mm-hmm. and stuff.
Yep. And now my battery's drained.
Why don't you try for a used one?
That is a used one.
Oh, that is a used one? Oh.
A new one's like 160.
Oh, Jesus. This might be worth a call to Shayner or something. Of course, I don't know if he has... Does he have junkyards anymore?
I don't think so.
Who knows? Yeah, that sucks. I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
Nikki needs a new alternator, everybody. So she can go to her party.
No.
I'm so
I can
sorry.
Do things like pick up my medicine and take my dress back and
I'm so
go
sorry
to the grocery store.
Go to that party. I was really excited for you.
Yeah, I thought this was going to be the year.
Yeah. I thought you'd be jumping into a barrel of dicks. I really did. Remember we were talking?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh my God, she's going to love this party. Oh, watch out. Somebody's going to have a good time.
Yeah, I had a migraine.
Your damn migraine.
And then one night, I took migraine medicine that was prescribed for me, like, earlier last year.
Yeah.
And I'm taking heart medicine now.
Yeah.
And apparently I wasn't supposed to mix the two.
Oh, Jesus.
So it made the migraine 100 times worse.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. I thought I was going to die.
Oh, that's not good. So I guess
it's not been a good break.
So now you stopped it. No wonder you're ready to get broadcasting again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Nikki was sending me messages. You know, why aren't we on the effing air? And
Where are you at?
When is this effing show coming back? Where the hell are you? She was very excited to get back to work.
I was sitting at the computer desk with new headphones on.
Oh, wow.
And
well, that excites me.
Well, I don't get to do that now.
I tell you what.
I'm back on the phone.
I was very excited, though, that you were so excited about broadcasting. I really was.
Right.
It fired me up, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, well, that's exciting to me. That and the other thing was dubbing tapes, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because I was dubbing these tapes, and that does fire me up about broadcast, you know?
Right.
I'm like, well, shit, we need to, you know... You know, we're on to something now. Let's get, you know, blah, blah, blah. So,
yeah.
So I do get excited when I hear that, you know, people going out of their way to broadcast. That really makes me happy. So,
well, I was reporting where I thought I was supposed to be reporting.
Yeah. Well, that sucks. I'm so sorry.
Because I thought you said we were coming back to 26.
Oh, yeah. Well, I wanted to come back. Well, not the 26, but I wanted to come back early.
Mm-hmm.
But I figured with your birthday and everything, let's just take the, you know.
Yeah. Which I got pissed off and canceled my birthday.
Why did you get... Oh, wait a minute.
And it was miserable.
Why did you cancel your birthday?
Because people pissed me off.
Oh, boy. Who pissed you off?
Not even getting into
it. Is this a story you want to tell on the air, or is it you don't even want to tell it?
But then I had a couple of friends. At the last minute, I decided I wanted to go to dinner, so they came and took me to dinner and gave me an awesome present.
Where'd you go, Olive Garden?
No.
Did you go to Smokey Bones?
No. Those were all on the table to go to, but I was in such a crappy mood, I said, we're going to Golden Corral.
Golden Corral? Oh, God, would you eat the buffet? You were so depressed. You ate a buffet. Oh my God! You were depressed.
No, I kept putting food on my plate and picking at it, and then pushing it off to the side and go get a different plate.
Does that food even have any taste? You know.
Depends on what you get.
Because I went.
Breakfast is excellent.
Oh, see, I've never been there for breakfast, but I went. My uncle's company was doing the work for Golden Corrals, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like his company was doing all of the. I don't know. He'd send crews out all over the country, and they were doing the fixes for Golden Corral.
Mm-hmm.
So. He'd come to town and he'd go, hey, let's go to lunch. And like, yeah. And he goes, all right, let's go to Golden Corral. I'm like, oh, why? And he goes, well, I have to, I want to use them because, you know, they're giving me work.
Right.
You know, which I understand. I understand if somebody's, you know, giving you something. It's like, listen, on this show, if someone buys advertising and I have to go out to lunch or take somebody to lunch, I want to take them to a place where, you know, that's advertising. Right. Like if I'm taking clients to lunch, we will go to a place that has advertised. And that's just common sense, you know. So that's what he was wanting to do. He's like, well, you know, they're giving me work, so I, you know. And I'm like, all right, I get that. I'm cool with that. So we go there, but, and I mean, I'm not, well, I guess I am slamming Golden Corral, but I don't care.
They've got good fried chicken.
Like all their stuff, yeah, I will say this. I did have some fried chicken. It was okay. It was okay.
I like their macaroni and cheese.
I didn't like the macaroni and cheese. Everything just sort of tasted the same.
I get a baked potato and a salad, and that'll fill me up. And I can't even finish eating all
you
everything.
You see, the Golden Corral, it all tasted this. It all just tasted the same.
Not when I was there.
Yeah, it just doesn't do anything for me.
And they have this thing called chess pie.
Chess pie?
And I really like it. Mm. Mm-hmm. Chess cake, chess pie.
Yeah, I'll tell you, it didn't do anything for me, the Golden Corral. Ugh.
Mars is not oriented that night, so.
I mean, the fried chicken was okay.
Mm-hmm.
No, I didn't have, there wasn't steaks or anything, I don't think.
I mean, if MCL was still open, I would have went there.
Yeah, I do like MCL. A little expensive.
Yeah.
But I tend to like, and I shouldn't, I mean, these people aren't even paying me, but I tend to like, I like Sunrise.
Mm-hmm. I've never been there.
Oh, you've never been to Sunrise? Oh, yeah, you should. It's over there off of
2nd. By me.
Yeah. Yeah, it's right down the street.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Sunrise is very good. Twisted Deli, you know.
That looks so good.
Yeah, I mean, there are places I go. Well, now I'm not going to, you know. Now I'm going to go pick up a piece of fruit or something.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there are places that one could go. But that's my thing. You know, I want to go to advertisers and give them the money.
Right.
You know. Anyway, if you're interested in advertising on the show, by all means. Give me a call, 899-9412. You can advertise on morningdisaster.net. We do take the money. And, you know, we're also available every single day. Every day. Well, Monday through Thursday.
Except Friday.
Yeah, every day but Fridays. You know, there is some excited things. There's some exciting things coming up in 2017.
I hope so.
I can't talk about all of them yet because, you know, it's, the work's being done, but there are some special shows that are coming up throughout the year. We're going to have some opportunity. I don't even want to get into it. We'll have opportunities for people this year to do some special things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of cool stuff going on morningdisaster.net in 2017. And, you know, of course you're going to get the live show and podcast every single day.
Right.
Just like you did today. So I want to thank everybody for listening. I want to thank the lovely Nikki for being back and being so good today.
Thank you.
I want to thank Spanky for calling in. I want to thank Spanky for calling in with his wild turkey.
Water.
No water.
No water.
Spanky always cracks me up.
Mm-hmm.
And then today he's just like, all right, I got to go. What? Yeah, all right, bye. he cracks me up.
Never like that.
I know, he really does. He really just cracks me up. Hey, by the way, Al is saying all that buffet food,
mm-hmm.
and this does make sense. He goes, all that buffet food is either canned or powdered.
Mm-hmm. Where you just, not at MCL.
Where you just add the water. He goes, he worked at Old Country Buffet, his very first chef. Yeah, I believe that corral, that Golden Corral is all powdered and shit. I really do.
Steak potatoes don't be powdered.
I'll tell you, MCL, I think MCL uses some powdered stuff. I think that the macaroni might be powdered.
They're known for being homemade, though.
I think there's some powder in that mac and cheese over there.
I don't think so.
When I go to MCL, we don't go. We used to go once a year for my daughter's birthday, but thank God, I think she's grown mm-hmm. out of it finally. but I do like their fried chicken.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I like the fried chicken, and well, that's all I eat is the chicken. I don't eat, you know. I mean, I'll have the coleslaw or the cold. I sound like a white trash. I have the coleslaw.
Mm-hmm.
Not the coleslaw. With the fried chicken, but that's all I eat. That's actually I could eat that now actually. That's all I eat, you know.
Yeah.
Of course, I wouldn't trust myself because they have cakes and everything else there too, you know.
Oh my God! They have this cake called a sundae cake.
We're chocolate at MCL.
Yeah, they rarely put it out.
Oh, what's in it?
Because I think it takes so much to make. But it's like, it's got whipped cream, like a thicker whipped cream topping on it, homemade.
God. Yeah, you can't be eating it. Can't
and
be around
like
that.
Several layers of it.
Oh, you can't even be around that.
Mm.
That makes you fatter just being in the same room through osmosis. Yeah. No, I could do MCL, but all I eat is the fried chicken. I just have chicken.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, oh well.
There'll be lots of chicken in my future.
It was. Oh, so you're dieting, eh? Good for you.
I'm going to try and do something.
Good for you. God bless. Well, this is the year of weight loss. I mean, this really is. For me, this is the last chance. This is the last chance.
This is the last chance.
Yep, this is it. If I don't do it now, I'm just dying. If I don't lose if I don't lose the weight.
500 miles to Vegas, yeah. Last chance for gas.
Yep, if you don't lose the weight, you'll die. Yep, that's what I'm doing. Well. Listen, it was good. I appreciate you so much. I love doing the show with you. So we're back. I mean, we are back.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, and we will have a show tomorrow.
Yes, we will.
And what can I say? Is it tomorrow? Yeah, tomorrow's
Thursday.
I'm trying to think if my daughter goes back to school tomorrow, or I think. Right?
I don't know.
I think, but what do I know? Anyway, listen, good show today. Thank you, Nikki.
It is so good to have you back. I'm very excited about the shows. Remember, the phone number here is 814-0332. You can call tomorrow starting at 9 o'clock. Remember, we also do a segment on Facebook Live every day, and we are available for podcasts daily at morningdisaster.net. If you want to advertise, send us a call, 899-9412. It is the Morning Disaster at morningdisaster.net. So long, everybody.
Bye.